Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan. Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctors are in. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Dr. Denise.
Hey, welcome to the show today. This is Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. We are here to really provide resources and tools for people in our age and stage, and by that I mean 50 plus, to really capitalize on all of the opportunities that they have in life and to be able to live a life that is purposeful, that is meaningful, and that is helpful and productive with the people around us. So that's what we're doing with this show, and we're going to start with this theme. This is the question at the top of our show. As 2014 comes to a close, what are some smart and simple things we can do to save money on taxes and preserve more of our assets? We just happen to have a couple of guests in the studio today that are experts at this. We'll introduce them in a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, we introduce ourselves. I'm Dan Critchett, Dr. Dan, and happy to be here with you. I have spent a career in developing ministry programs in local churches. I've been a pastor for many, many years. And very happy to be able to now shape the kinds of things where churches and communities can serve our folks in the community who are 50 plus. And so this show is specifically designed for that demographic, we use that term, or that age and stage. And so my lovely and talented co-host across the table here, Dr. Denise Hogan. Good morning, Dr. Denise.
Hi there. Yeah, great to be here today. This is the kind of topic that, I need to listen to our guests today. I'm a clinical psychologist. I direct the Career and Life Counseling Center at Warner Pacific College, and I run a small private practice called Square Peg Psychological in Gladstone. And when it comes to things like taxes and financial things, I'm really happy to have people around like our guests today. So welcome.
Well, thank you very much. My name's Chris Harlow, and just to give you a little background about myself, I am an ex-IRS agent, worked for the IRS for nearly 10 years, and was on the other side of the table, so to speak. So it was an interesting time, but I learned a lot there. And I'm also a CPA and investment advisor, so hopefully I can share as much as I can with you guys, some of my knowledge, and pass it on over to you.
My name is Danny Harlow, and I actually have been in the business for 41 years now. I started off actually working with my dad. He wanted me to get in the business with him, the life insurance business, and I really had no desire whatsoever to be in that business. But he was a good salesperson and convinced me to be into the business, and I'm very glad that I started off in that arena. But 41 years is a long time. I've learned a lot about investments, legacy planning, insurance planning, and so hopefully we can offer some great ideas for you.
And I bet you've learned a lot about people and their circumstances also.
Oh, not only learned a lot, I see that people's thinkings are changing quite a bit, particularly
Absolutely.
The boomer changing. And so it's interesting to see how people are sliding into different arenas regarding their money and taxes.
Good. We're going to get into that because there's such important content here. We're going to dialogue back and forth about these things because it really is a timely thing. That's why we are putting this on the air in December, because there are some year-end kinds of things. We're going to be getting back to that in just a moment. Back to our listeners, I want to remind all of you that we do this show under five different categories, one category per show. And those categories are the things that people in our age and stage are dealing with, struggling with, hoping for, and trying to find some resources and some help and some tools. And these are the things. Number one, home and family. Number two, health and wellness. Number three, budget and finances. Number four, heart and soul. And number five, work and service. And so the category for today's show is budget and finances. We're going to get a lot of help today. So Danny and Chris Harlow are from Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group, and we want to greet them. And Denise, I'll toss it back over to you for the rest of that.
Sure. Thanks, Dan. You know, I'm thinking about that question as 2014 comes to a close. what are some smart and simple things we can do to save money on taxes and preserve more of our assets? And what I was thinking about is, you know, I've heard people say they're not really all that concerned about that. You know, being a citizen of the United States, it's my responsibility to pay taxes. So help us understand, why is it important to save money on taxes and preserve our assets?
Before you answer that, now would be a great time to bring in my quote. Our listeners know that I do this feature at the beginning of each show. It's called Who Said That? And part of it is a little guessing game about the person who made the quote, but the main purpose of it is to get the quote itself, because it is very appropriate for what we're talking about today. So the Who Said That feature for today, here is the quote. I am proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I could be just as proud for half the money. And the reason I chose that quote is because I feel that too, exactly like what you're saying, Denise, is that I like being a taxpayer because if I'm not paying taxes, I'm not making money, or maybe the reverse. If I am making money, if I'm being legal and reporting and everything else, the fact that I have to pay taxes means that I'm earning an income. However, we're at a time right now where some taxes seem to be like out of control, and there are some ways to avoid taxes legally that some of us don't need to be obligated for. And I don't even want to say anything, use any other terms, because we got the experts here to talk about that. But, you know, we want to have roads and schools. We want to have a defense department. We want to make sure that we are doing the kinds of things we need to do as communities and states and as a nation. But if there are some ways that we can reduce our individual tax burden, those are the things that we want to do, right? And taxes just seem to have gotten carried away. We're paying more taxes, I guess. I mean, maybe you guys can address this too when we get to that. We're probably paying higher taxes than we ever have before. So I'm going to give you the first clue for that quote. The person that said that about taxes, number one. Clue number one. It is said that no TV personality had more clout or fame than this person during the 1950s, and that the viewing audience was described as vast. Okay, so you're dialing in back to the 50s, a very popular, well-loved TV personality with a vast audience. That's the first clue. Okay, so the other feature that I do at the beginning of the show is what we call POP, P-O-P, the power of purpose. So we go a little bit at a time, a chapter at a time, through Purpose Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren. And today's chapter is called A Place to Belong. And so what Pastor Rick is evidencing here by his words is that it is very, very important that believers are connected with a local church family, with a fellowship of believers where things are done, where growth is happening, and there's a lot of good stuff in this chapter. I just want to bring out a couple of things. He uses this quote from Ephesians chapter 2. It says, Paul writing to the Ephesians says, you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. And I like that verse because it means that I'm made for belonging and in a local church where all kinds of good things happening. And I'm going to mention what those are in just a moment. But the first line of this chapter says, you are called to belong, not just to believe. And he uses the illustration of our body. He says, just as the organs of your body, in order for them to fulfill their purpose, they must be connected to the rest of the body. Same is true for us as part of Christ's body. So I'm just going to highlight some of the key features here. He says, why you need a church family. Number one, a church family identifies you as a genuine believer. So you're with other people, and you're gathered with them with a shared faith and shared belief. Number two, why you need a church family is a church family moves you out of self-centered isolation. And I just want to say that as a pastor, I've seen this over the years, that people, if they drift away from active participation in a church, then they tend to get lost out there in the wilderness. If they leave my church, I'm hoping that they'll get connected with another church. But we want people to be connected with the organism of the local church. Number three, why we need a church family is that a church family helps you develop spiritual muscle. So hopefully, as you're involved in the ministry there, with the preaching and teaching and ministry involvement and all kinds of things, that develops our spiritual muscle. It's by taking up active role and being there as a recipient and as a giver in that local church. Number four, why you need a church family, is the body of Christ needs you. So again, I've seen people in my churches where if they drift away or if they go someplace else or discontinue their involvement, they're an important part of what our church was doing, and we need them. And so for you, a local church, whether you have one now or not, a church family needs what you have to bring. Number five, you will share in Christ's mission in the world. What we do as a congregation is far larger than any of us can do by ourselves. So it's great to have a community to do some of those things together, whether it's serving in our local neighborhoods or whether it's sending missionaries or funds for international work, whatever it might be. And then number six, a church family will help you keep from backsliding. I think of the picture here of a shepherd who is back in the old days, you know, who is watching over a flock of sheep and leading them from pasture to pasture. If one of the sheep gets separated from the rest, they're open prey to the wolves and to the snakes and to the other creatures that are going to find that separation real advantageous. And so the enemy will look for the wandering sheep, the loose sheep, the one that is apart from the rest. And so being a part of a church family helps to keep that from happening. So from Pastor Rick Warren, why it's so important for us to belong in a church. I was going to ask Dr. Denise, because she is so keen on our need for relationships, and the church family is one of the places where those relationships really are integrated, and they can be very rich and very beautiful and very powerful. Can you say something about that? I know you have a real concern for relational connections.
Well, absolutely. While you were sharing that information, I was just thinking exactly that, about how so many of our young people are lost sheep right now. And from my point of view, it means that our churches are too much buildings where people gather,
right,
rather
right.
than families where people belong. And so I appreciate you bringing that into our discussion
yeah.
today.
And I think maybe I'm speaking not just to the members or the people who would belong to a church, but to the church leadership, mm-hmm. the pastors mm-hmm. and others, to create a family
right.
environment and make
That's
that a
right.
high priority.
Exactly.
And not just open their doors on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and have a worship service mm-hmm. and a Bible class, mm-hmm. but actually that they would create those relational connections and have an atmosphere that fosters that depth, that beautiful connecting points.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Great, thank you. Well, we're going to move along now, and I want to say that I'm admiring Chris's socks this morning. I don't know if it's Christmas or what, but he has, believe it or not, too bad this is radio and not TV. You mind if I tell?
No.
Red, bright red socks with blue and purple polka dots. Very creative. I like that. The rest of him is dressed like a businessman with a full suit and tie, and everything else looks very sharp. But the socks kind of, he has a little playful side.
Got to stay stylish.
Very good. Well, again, this is Danny and Chris Harlow, and they are with Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group, Vancouver and in Clackamas. And we're just so delighted to have you guys here. Thank you very much for being. We're going to have a great time communicating on this side and then also on the podcast side. So I found them really through a kind of a mutual friend. In fact, it was a friend of a mutual friend. You know how these connections go. So somebody said to me, you know, do you know one of the guys that works in your office, your Clackamas office? And I said, well, not really. He says, well, that he'd be good. You need to contact him about being on your show. So I contacted him. He said, oh, you need to talk to Danny and Chris. So that's how I got to you guys. And it was through a kind of a secondhand connection. And I'm just very impressed. I've looked at your website. I've looked at your printed materials. And I've, you know, gotten to know you guys here briefly this morning. And I really value what you do. And you have not only great credentials, but I know that you have served many, many people in our community with fantastic professional services. So they're going to help answer the question, as 2014 comes to a close, what are some smart and simple things we can do to save money on taxes and preserve more of our assets?
Yeah, I'll take the lead on that one. This is Chris. And You know, I know the audience we're talking to today is more the boomer generation, and there might even be some that are in RMD time, or required minimum distribution is what that stands for. So if you're over 70 and a half, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. And really, I just want to emphasize the point of remembering to take your required minimum distribution. You know, we're approaching the end of the year, and the IRS, they have the requirement. Once you reach 70 and a half, it's time to start pulling a little money out of those IRA accounts that you might have. And if you don't, we know what the penalty is. 50%.
Mm. Wow.
So if you don't know what that penalty is, there you go. And it's quite steep. So we have to remember to pull out the required minimum distribution. If you don't know what that is, or you're approaching 70 and a half, you know, feel free to contact us. We can help you with that. But that's, I wanted to make that point first. Next on my list really is talking about charity. It's about giving, and you know, that's partly what we are interested here as Christians. We want to be able to make those charitable contributions. So don't forget to make the charitable contributions. Make that trip to Goodwill. I just did that this past weekend. So remember to do that. There's no limitations on making those contributions. In fact, you can even contribute your required minimum distribution if you want to do that.
Wow. And then that has tax advantages then too, doesn't it? I mean, if you have to take it out, you can make a tax exempt or tax deductible donation of that.
You can. Yeah. You can. And a lot of people, you know, once they get to retirement, they've paid off their house. They don't have their home mortgage interest as a deduction anymore, and they just don't itemize. But there's actually a special feature that Congress has allowed for required minimum distributions where you can give that directly to a charity, and you can take that as equivalent to a deduction.
Nice. I'm going to suggest that our listeners go get a pad and paper, because I have a feeling these guys are going to deliver a lot of stuff that you're probably not going to remember. And so want to do that. We're going to go right to a break here in a moment. But I want to encourage our listeners to get something to write with and to write on, because there's a lot of really, really good value here. And so as we move into our break for today, first of all, I want to talk about Dignity Memorial. And they have informational seminars all around the Portland, Vancouver area. And so go to our website, secondhalfnow.com, and find out where these informational seminars are. They're basically focusing on pre-planning a funeral, which is one of the main ways to save money down the road, is to pre-plan and prepay. Good information about those things. So go to the website for that information. And we're also welcoming our new sponsor, which is Senior Placement Services, under the name Golden Placement Services, and we call them the Golden Girls. So those are the two spots you're going to hear, and here they are.
Have you ever had to go through the painful process of helping to plan a funeral for someone you love? It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people planned for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about it, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you through the process of planning. It also gives you helpful worksheets to ease the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries will even help you complete your plan. There are a lot of reasons to plan ahead that I can think of. For one thing, you can make sure your final wishes are respected. You'll be sparing loved ones the added grief of planning for you. And if you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation. There are a lot of very good reasons to pre-plan your own funeral arrangements with Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, including the free planning guide. And now is a great time to give them a call. Call anytime, night or day, 503-747-7128.
Life is a journey, and it really helps to have a roadmap, especially during your golden years of life. There are at least 80 senior living communities and 1,100 adult care homes in just the greater Portland, Vancouver metro area. At no cost to you or your family, you can plan now for the right fit for yourself or loved ones. Golden Placement Services is the roadmap to your new home. In 4 simple steps, assessment, research, touring, and follow-up, the Golden Girls will help you prepare for the next part of your journey.
We found Golden Placement Services to be very helpful to us in locating a care facility for our father. They asked good questions to ascertain what kind of facility we were looking for. We were taken to a few homes that fit the criteria we were seeking, and we're very happy with the care our dad's receiving from the facility found for us by Golden Placements.
Visit our website at goldenplacements.com to learn more. That's goldenplacements.com, or call one of the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145, and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to get to the second clue for who said that. Again, the quote, we're talking about taxes and how to minimize our tax burden in legal ways. And here's the quote. I am proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I could be just as proud for half the money. I like that. And so we're going to do clue number two here. This person had a regular TV variety show, and it was sometimes introduced as the old redhead. I'm trying to give a clue over here to Danny. Okay, he's got it. All right, so this person sang, played the ukulele, knew all the celebrities of that area, and had them as guests on the show. That's clue number two for that quote. Okay. So let's get back into our discussion. Did you want to wrap up something else about that, Chris?
Yeah, you know, I had a couple other points that I felt, you know, might be something to share as we go into the end of the year. You know, we've covered those first two points previously, but just a couple others. If this is a low income year for you and you still have a lot of money wrapped up in IRA accounts, I had someone in the office the other day, 66 years old, and was looking to take some distributions out of his IRA account in order to avoid the required minimum distribution when he turned 70 and a half. And it was a good year to start doing what we call a Roth conversion. And if you're not familiar with that, you know, again, we're here to help. But really what it's about, it's taking those traditional IRA accounts and converting them to Roth IRA accounts. And really what that does is it becomes taxable to you in the year that you make the conversion. However, if you are in a loss situation or you don't have much income in this particular year, a lot of times you can get away with making the Roth conversion really tax-free. And that's tremendously advantageous to you. Because in the future, what the Roth IRA account does is it provides tax-free income. And, you know, quite frankly, there's nothing better than tax-free income.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that's just another strategy as we look at the end of the year. If you have low income, consider the Roth conversion. Next on my list here, I have if you have any capital gains this year. So kind of turning the tide here, you have more income, and a lot of it is coming from capital gains. You might want to consider selling other securities that are in a loss situation. We call that tax harvesting. And we can utilize the losses from those capital gains, losses, and against the gains that you had for that year, and reduce your taxes that way. So those are another couple items that I wanted to share.
I think it was with you, Chris, on the phone that you told me something that, or maybe I saw it on one of your presentations. It says, let me know if this is from you, 82% of our generation would rather die than run out of money.
That was from our conversation, but that was with Dad. Yeah.
I mentioned that to you. Yeah, that was a recent Wall Street article that they did a study in the baby boomer arena. And they mentioned that they would rather die. 82% would rather die than run out of money.
That's amazing. Well, because what happens then is we get nervous and we have sleepless nights and we're tossing and turning and we're worrying and wondering about it. As medical advancements and everything else, we are living longer, but we have to have some professional help to teach us how to make whatever we do have last longer. And I really like what you guys do in terms of offering strategies for creating guaranteed income, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that for a little bit. We're winding down on our first segment here for the radio side, But I wanted to get that in because what I'm concerned about, let me ask you this way. Can you tell about how people feel of this anxiety or being overwhelmed at the cost and confusion? I'll tell you, Chris, when you talk, my mind just goes into a fog. I have no idea what you're talking. I could never navigate myself through all that stuff. That's why you guys are worth your weight in gold, I guess, whatever that is these days, right? No, but I really, really appreciate that. But what about some of the people that struggle with those anxieties and that sense of being overwhelmed?
Well, that's a good point. We run into that because really taxes is kind of the last thing a lot of people want to worry about.
Right.
And, you know, quite frankly, when you're in retirement or you're running your business, that's what you want to focus on. You don't want to focus on taxes. And, you know, I totally get the confusion part because I'm a CPA. I'm an ex-IRS agent. And we have continuing education requirements every year just for us to keep up on it. So, you know, for the general public to expect them to keep up on it, you know, that's just it's too tough of a task. And something else that we bring here is to bring the investment side and the tax side together. And that's probably the number one thing we hear our clients say that they appreciate, that they can go to one place and that the people working there, the advisors there, can help out on both aspects of that.
Perfect. And then some of the things you do need to be set down in place on paper with legal documents. So we'll be having, want our listeners to know, we'll be having an estate planning attorney also to come in who will talk about wills and living trusts, protecting their family and their assets. Very, very important. So we're going to have to wind down this portion of it. This is what's going out to the radio, but want all of our listeners to know, go to secondfnow.com for the podcast because we're going to continue our conversation almost seamlessly right over there. And there's a lot more coming. I see these guys have lots of notes and lots of things to share. Very, very valuable. So I want to remind everybody to tune in on Mondays, 5:30 to 6 p.m. It's drive time, basically, if you're going to or from work. KKPZ 1330, The Truth, right here on the radio station. And then go to the podcast to hear the rest. Of course, is available 24/7 on any kind of computer or device with internet access. You got it right there. Tons of value. So find the podcast at secondhalfnow.com. And we'll be putting updates and changes on there. We're still working on the website, so bear with us as we get those things together. And so I'm going to do the third clue to the quote after this. It's going to be on the podcast. You're going to have to go over there to get it. All right. So thank you very much for listening today. Very happy to have Danny and Chris Harlow from Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group. That's a mouthful. So secondhalfnow.com. Go to our website. See you on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan on KKPZ 1330 The Truth. Sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com. Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan. Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctors are in. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Dr. Denise.
Welcome to the second half of Second Half Now. I am your host, Dan Critchett, along with my co-host, Dr. Denise Lopez Hogan. This portion is only available online, and if you are listening it, you are on some kind of computer or device or something, you're hooked up to the internet, which is different than the regular radio portion. But if you are tuning in and getting this on the website, make sure that you go back and hear the first part, which was the on-air portion, because this whole thing is a package and some incredibly valuable information here. Our guests in the studio, and I'm so pleased that they're here, Danny and Chris Harlow with Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group. And Danny and Chris are helping us dig deeper into the question for today's show, and that question is this: as 2014 comes to a close, what are some smart and simple things we can do to save money on taxes and preserve more of our assets? So let's get back to the conversation. Dr. Denise, you've been tracking along with us and asking some questions. Let's go from there.
Right. I've been really listening to Danny and Chris today. Thank you again for being here. As we said at the on our on-air portion, it's neither one of our strong suits, so it's comforting to have people on our show who have the kind of experience, not only in terms of years of experience, but also the breadth of it, handling both the financial investment and then the tax end, and weaving those two things together. That's just a fantastic combination, and we appreciate it being available to our listeners today. And I want to go back to when we were first talking, and the point was made that 82% of folks would rather die than run out of money. And I hear that, and I'm like, absolutely. That is an incredibly frightening thing to think about in this day and age. It's what that would look like if I were to run out of money and have no way of increasing my income. So one of the things that complicating that is the fact that retirement is lasting many more years these days. So would you speak to this area? And and both of you are going to have your points of view. Give us the fullest of information you can share with us that have that worry. What if we run out of money? What do we do to prevent that?
Well, that's Denise, that's really a valid concern to have, because people are concerned about it. When I started in the business in 1973, one of the important things to consider is what we call the withdrawal rate on your money. And the withdrawal rate is the percentage that you can take out of your nest egg and make sure that you don't run out of it. Well, when I started, the withdrawal rate was 6% of your assets. Then it went to 5, then it went to 4, and now it's down to 3. And the very reason that it's gone down is because of longevity. One of the risks that we worry about is longevity risk. So you have to take out less and less and less in order to make sure that it survives as long as you do. So there's 3 phases of retirement, too. And this is kind of funny when I talk about this. One stage is the go-go stage. And then it's the go-slow stage. And then it's the no-go stage. Okay. And, of course, the go-go stage is going to create the greatest expense to people. But, again, it's all about income, and that having the right of vehicles and products in place to make sure that you don't run out of money. And you don't get all this information from the basic financial planning community out there today. They are using predominantly securities-related type instruments, which securities all have some sort of a risk involved to them. So we want to remove that risk. And since today there's 80% fewer pension plans in America than there was just 10 years ago, we have a way of helping people create that personal private pension plan for themselves with the proper vehicles to be able to do that. And, of course, the most important thing is you will not run out of money. So how would that make you feel to know that?
Fantastic. Makes me feel fantastic to think I won't run out of money.
Well, it can't happen. I mean, what do you do? I mean, it's a big dark spot out there to think here I am at whatever the, 75 or 80 or 85, whenever that run out happens. Now what? Right. Now what do I do? And there's so many unknowns out there, it just becomes frightening. So you have to start taking Valium or something just to get through the day.
It really does. And just recently, we just had our client appreciation Christmas party, and I was talking to one of my clients and asking her about her husband. Well, he's not doing quite as well, and he couldn't make it tonight. You know, he's having a hard time. And I said, well, how old is he now? She said, well, he's 94. Well, I guess at 94, that may be the way you're going to feel when you're 94. But the fact is, people are living longer, and not having the right vehicles in place for retirement can be just devastating to them.
Right. So can you talk with us about some of those vehicles, especially for folks that don't have those pension plans? What are some of the strategies people can put into place?
Well, some of the strategies or vehicles that in a way have some negative overturn to them, but they're really the best products going today. Reverse mortgages are one thing that can be used because it's an income planning product is really all it is. Reverse mortgages get a lot of negative publicity because people think they're going to lose a house and then they won't have anything to pass on. But the fact is that's not how they work. A lot of people, some of the biggest equity that they have in their life is in their house. 401ks and equity in their home are two of the biggest things that people have. And the equity in their home is not doing anything for them, so they're not able to tap into that. Well, reverse mortgages allow you to tap into that equity either through tax-free income or a lump sum of money at the same time. The other vehicle that's used to actually create the private pension are the living benefits associated to what we call the hybrid annuities. And the annuity also gets a lot of negative publicity out there, but it's because a lot of people don't understand them. And we understand that there's actually four different kinds of annuities out there, but the hybrid is the best breed because it creates that private pension plan for people. Again, money that you'll never outlive. So it's very important to understand that there's different products out there to create and solve the problem that people have in retirement.
And you had said something during the break about it's all about income. So it's not just having a pile of money up here that you can take a little bit out as you need it, but it is actually proactively creating an income stream. Would that be the correct way to say it?
That would be an excellent way to say it. And remember, just because you have a big bucket, I had people come in with big buckets of money, but they have big monthly needs. Mm-hmm. So it's all related to the withdrawal rate that you're able to take on your money today. And one of the best things to do, and, you know, Dave Ramsey's a big preacher of this, of course, and that's get debt free. The least amount of debt that you have in retirement, that is just like producing income for you. Mm-hmm. Versus not having any debt, versus having debt, it's just like having a pile of money producing income for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about some of the things we were talking about when we first met with you folks, and that is how some of the taxes play into this, though, in ways that people have no idea. So they may be making all of these plans, working with you to get that financial package in place, but what about this issue of taxes that we don't even know are coming our way?
Well, taxes are real, and especially in retirement, it's an interesting time when it comes to taxes because it's unique. During your working years, you're not really worried too much about taxes. You're contributing into your 401k plan or you're contributing into your IRA. But in retirement time, it's completely opposite. You're withdrawing out of those buckets of money. And I can't tell you how many times that we've run across situations where people in retirement are pulling from the wrong buckets of money. And it's costing them in additional taxes that they could have either deferred or just not have at all. And so when you talk about taxes, it can be one of your biggest expenses. So you have to be aware of that. You got to be planning for it. When you make these financial decisions, do you know what the tax implications are? And if you don't, then there's a possibility that you're really throwing money away. And in retirement, that's really one of the last things you want to do.
Right. Absolutely.
I was picking up on that terminology there of pulling money out of the wrong buckets. Mm. And it has pretty severe tax implications, right?
Yes. That's kind of financial advisor speak. I should talk to that a little bit. When we say buckets, really we're talking about different assets that you have mm-hmm. built.
Right.
So whether it's IRA dollars, you have an IRA account, you got, you know, X number of dollars in there, whether it's your home and the equity in there. Whether it's just in the bank account or a brokerage account, we look at that as just different buckets of money. And part of what we do is to put a strategy as to how we take withdrawals against those different buckets. And doing it efficiently can really maximize your cash flow during retirement. And that's what we're looking for here. We like to say that in retirement, it's really being unemployed for the next 20 to 30 years. So if you think about it like that, it's like, wow, I need every dollar I can get. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what it's about. We try and put all those pieces together because retirement It is essentially many different pieces to one puzzle.
That's so crisp, I think, is very important because we as lay people out here, you know, who don't do tax preparations and don't do this tax advising, we don't necessarily know unless we do a lot of research. And even then, you know, we may come up with the wrong answers. What I'm suggesting is that our listeners need to contact you guys because you have a clear head and the professional expertise in order to answer the questions that they have. In fact, I'd love to have somebody call your office and say, what about pulling money out of the wrong buckets for the tax implications? And then you know exactly what they're asking, because I think that's really, really significant right here. Because if we're trying to make our money stretch out or last, then we have to cut down every little leak in the bucket. And some of that is just simply taxes because we've drawn out of the wrong asset bucket.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group, right here in the Portland area, offices in Vancouver and Clackamas. Get their information from our website, secondhalfnow.com, and give them a call. They've got some great, great things to offer.
I was going to add for sure that this setup the two of you have put together, hitting both the investment and the tax piece, is so critical to me as I'm listening, because in our conversations, talking about the fact that all of us, like you say, Dan, we're just trying to find information that wherever we can. But what you're explaining to us today, Chris, is every year you have to keep up on all of the relevant education requirements and the new information that's coming out, and in particular, some of the things that are going to be coming our way because of the Affordable Health Care Act. So I'm with you, Dan. I highly encourage people to give Chris and Danny a call at Northwest. I'm going to say it wrong because it's a lot of stuff you do. Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group. That should communicate to our audience that there's a lot that falls under that umbrella, and we really want to endorse this organization. I've gained just from listening to them today. So thank you again for being with us.
And we've got some more time. We're going to ask some more questions and get into some of the other detail. There's something that I wanted to ask you guys about. It's if a person is worried about which bucket to take their money out of, they're in a blessed position because they have buckets and they have money in their buckets. But I know that, I'm not sure, you guys might know the statistics on this, but so many people end up in retirement with very little. And so they don't have these buckets. And Danny, you were talking about that income is the key. And you were talking about reverse mortgages. Maybe we could dialogue on that a little bit about what about a person that doesn't have these buckets, but is looking at retirement. Maybe they have to retire. Maybe they, you know, whatever the case might be. What can they do so to relieve them of some of the fears of that dark spot of running out of whatever little money they have?
You know, that's a good question, Dan, because we do run into people that are like that. Not everybody that walks in the door has big buckets of money that, you know, that is a different kind of a problem and stuff. But people that have limited assets can still retire. There are different ways to go about doing that. But, you know, of course, it does create vehicles that need to create that kind of income. And one of the ones, you know, as we have mentioned, are reverse mortgages. And we don't have anything to do with the reverse mortgages, but we have contacts of people that actually handle those. And we can talk a little bit more about that as, you know, as we continue in the show. But it's an income-producing tool. A lot of people with equity in their home, they can get as much as 60 to 70% of the equity out of their home and create an income from that. So a lot of people, their biggest asset is their home. If they don't have big retirement accounts, they probably have assets sitting in their home.
And the folks in that age and stage have probably, for the most part, done a pretty good job of holding on to their house, keeping their mortgage paid. And so that equity has continued to build, partly because they have a higher percentage of the equity ownership in the home. But then also the home is appreciated and there's growth and everything else. So, and they have likely stayed in that home longer than, you know, the younger families of today. You're in a home for 3.2 years or whatever it is, and then you go upgrade or move out or, you know, move someplace else or relocate or whatever. So if that's I want to hear more about that. We're going to take a brief break right now, and we'll come back, and maybe we'll come right back to the reverse mortgage for as an income possibility for those who don't have those big buckets of money. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had to go through the painful process of helping to plan a funeral for someone you love? It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people planned for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about it, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you through the process of planning. It also gives you helpful worksheets to ease the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries will even help you complete your plan. There are a lot of reasons to plan ahead that I can think of. For one thing, you can make sure your final wishes are respected. You'll be sparing loved ones the added grief of planning for you. And if you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation. There are a lot of very good reasons to pre-plan your own funeral arrangements with Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, including the free planning guide. And now is a great time to give them a call. Call anytime, night or day, 503-747-7128.
Life is a journey, and it really helps to have a roadmap, especially during your golden years of life. There are at least 80 senior living communities and 1,100 adult care homes in just the greater Portland, Vancouver metro area. At no cost to you or your family, you can plan now for the right fit for yourself or loved ones. Golden Placement Services is the roadmap to your new home. In four simple steps, assessment, research, touring, and follow-up, the Golden Girls will help you prepare for the next part of your journey.
We found Golden Placement Services to be very helpful to us in locating a care facility for our father. They asked good questions to ascertain what kind of facility we were looking for. We were taken to a few homes that fit the criteria we were seeking, and we're very happy with the care our dad's receiving from the facility found for us by Golden Placements.
Visit our website at goldenplacements.com to learn more. That's goldenplacements.com. Or call one of the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Okay, welcome back. Before we get back into discussion with Danny and Chris about the reverse mortgage and about the essential nature of income producing, what would you call them?
Tools.
Thank you. I was thinking of a more complicated word, a more fancy word, but I like tools. That's good. All right. We're going to give the last clue to the quote, and we're winding down to the answer. Not going to give the answer quite yet, but we're going to give Danny another shot here. All right. So the quote is, I am proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I could be just as proud for half the money. First clue is, it's said that no TV personality had more clout or fame than this person during the 1950s, and that the viewing audience was described as vast. Clue number two, this person had a regular TV variety show, was sometimes introduced as Old Redhead. This person sang, played the ukulele, his own personal skills, and knew all of the celebrities of that area and of that era and had them as guests on the show. Here's clue number three, final clue. This person was the face and voice for Chesterfield cigarettes on the TV show and coined the pitch, buy 'em by the carton. Well, you wouldn't get away with that these days. The rest of the clue is, after quitting smoking, this person discontinued the relationship with Chesterfield and became a prominent spokesperson for the anti-smoking campaign. Those are the three clues. You think you got it now, Danny? Don't say anything yet, but
I don't know. We're still thinking. I thought we had it, but the ending of that maybe changed it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pick up where we left off about, and I'm very interested in this because I happen to feel that a lot of people are going to be in that situation. They're looking around. They don't have the buckets, and retirement's coming down the track, and they're saying, gosh, what can we do? We need to have something to provide income. You're talking, Chris, about a 25 or 30-year unemployment time. This is what retirement is. So let's get back to that. Now, you don't, as part of your business, you don't sell reverse mortgages, but you do say to some of your clients who need it that that might be a good tool to use for income.
That's right. I probably have helped on an average 25 to 40 people a year get involved in reverse mortgages, and I've never had one come back and say, I missed the payments. Well, they all kind of like the concept behind it.
Yeah.
What happened a lot of times was people did a lot of refinancing when interest rates really went down. So they created that debt for themselves.
Right.
And now they got to make those payments in there. Yeah. Well, the nice thing about the reverse mortgage is it takes the payment away. And the interest accrues on the note, but so does probably the value of your home grows also. The government uses a 4% factor. So right now, if you actually owned your home and you're over 62, that's the key. Right now, only one person has to be over 62. It used to be two, but now there's only one required to be over 62. And you can get about 60 to 65% of the equity out of your home in a lump sum, or that equity can be turned into an income. And it's a tax-free income because the government doesn't look at it as investment income. The government looks at it as a loan. And if you take a loan out, you don't have to pay taxes on a loan. Same thing with a reverse mortgage. So what it can actually do, if there's people out there that have a home with a mortgage on it, think about how easier it might be in retirement if they didn't have the payment.
Right.
Or they had not as a lot of equity in retirement accounts, but they have a lot of equity in their home, and that home turned around and created a lifetime income for them. That's, again, another income planning tool that we specialize in looking at for people. We want to use everything we possibly can to create that income, because retirement is not about how much you have. It's about how much income you need, and that's what the planning's all about.
Right. And you know, when we had a chance to talk before, on the other end of things, where if you are able to put some money aside, you said you had three words for people.
Roth, Roth, and Roth. We're big believers in Roth IRAs, basically because, as Chris can probably attest to this even more than I, taxes are not going to be going down. In the future, they're going to be going up. And there'll be nothing better in your retirement portfolio than to have tax-free income coming in. The thing is if you're already 60, 65 years old, you might not have enough time for the Roth to work unless you do the Roth conversions. But if you're younger, particularly, as I've told Chris, as a matter of fact, do not put money in traditional tax-deductible accounts. Put it into a Roth IRA, because your bucket of money is going to be huge in the future, and it's going to be tax-free.
Wow. Again, my head's in a fog. Just because if we have a theological discussion, then I'm right there. And maybe it would make your head foggy.
Actually, mine, I'm thinking, I have this tax-sheltered annuity from way back when I was a teacher. And maybe I better be giving these guys a call and see what we can convert into this Roth IRA.
I'll be sure to leave my card so we can talk.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, and that's really the important part of the whole mission of our program, of our show, everyone, is to bring valuable content to our listeners wherever and whenever they are hearing, you know, through the internet or even on air. But not only the valuable content, but valuable contact. So if someone says, well, I understood part of that, I need to get some answers about my specific situation, then you guys are the go-to guys. You're very professional. I appreciate all that you are saying, and I know that it goes a lot deeper than that. So I would also regard you as the go-to guys for my personal stuff. So this is Danny and Chris Harlow with Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group, offices in Vancouver and Clackamas, Southeast Portland area here. And you can find their contact information and get in touch with them through going to our website, secondhalfnow.com.
And so, you know, Dan, we should really make the point too that for those individuals who do have some pretty resourceful buckets, that Chris and Danny are very helpful when it comes to legacy planning as well.
Good point. Yeah. So what? Go ahead with that thought. I like where you're going with that.
Well, I think I would like to turn it over to Danny and Chris and see if they can't, in a nutshell, help us understand what's involved in legacy planning.
Well, legacy planning is, of course, money you want to leave behind to another generation, be it kids or grandkids. I got three grandkids. Thank you, Chris. And they're awesome. And I know how people feel about their grandkids. But a lot of times, one of the strategies that we use a lot in legacy planning is we use life insurance for legacy planning. It's tax-free. It's one of the best assets to pass on to the next generation. And than you can possibly imagine. So people that have these required minimum distributions and they don't need them, they're always asking us, well, what do I do with it? Well, what is your goal? We always ask people, are you charitably minded? And many of them are. Some aren't, but many of them are. So we can teach people how you can kind of do double duty use with your money. We can show you how to leave a legacy to your children and grandkids as well as to your favorite charity that you have. And we can do it all at the same time. So there's some great strategies for that.
That's excellent. Thank you.
We're good.
So if anybody really wants to, to learn more about that, they're not really complicated. They're very simple. But it's all about understanding. You know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Proverbs 2:11. It says, understanding will watch over you, and discretion will guide you. But that understanding part, people don't have that understanding in the financial world. Right. They're really in the dark about finances and investments and what they should do. But we have that understanding to help people kind of get a grip on what they can do with their money, different things they can do for legacy planning as well.
I like that. Like that a lot. So we're going to wind down to the end of the show here, and I can't do that without giving the answer. I'm just going to read the quote again. I am proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is I could be just as proud for half the money. I've given all the clues, so anybody have any in the studio here have a reasonable guess at that?
Well, your redhead one I thought first was Red Skelton, but then right. That's not right. And then we came up with Lucille Ball, but we don't know if that's right or not.
So. Well, that's, you know, I knew people would think about Lucy, so that's why I kept the clues gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't saying he or she, but it's not Lucy and it's not Red Skelton. Those are very good guesses. Okay, the answer is this popular TV guy was Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, yes, I know Arthur Godfrey.
Yeah.
I knew I didn't have a clue. I'm with you, Chris.
Yeah. Well, the key is there that Northwest Tax and Wealth Advisory Group can help you reduce the taxes legally, find smart and simple ways to reduce your tax load so you'd be happy to be a taxpayer, but you just don't have to pay stuff that's not required of you. So we want to reduce your tax obligations, and year end is a great time to do that. So thank you very much, Danny and Chris, for being here today. It's been a great pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
So I want to say to our listeners, thank you for tuning in or catching us on a podcast or an iTunes or wherever it is you found us. This is Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. We're trying to give you tips and tools for living the life that you want to live from now on. And these are some very important parts of that. So that's it for now. Tune in for next time. And this is Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan checking out for this time. See the next show. We're right here, secondhalfnow.com. That's all. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan on KKPZ 1330 The Truth. Sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com.